It's time!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mast Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am PLU's half athlete. I don't play sports anymore, but I write about them, I cover them, I talk about them on the radio, I do all I can with sports. Joining me in studio, as always, now a former PLU wide receiver.
Wow.
And it makes me sad.
Too soon.
It makes me sad. His name is Kellen Westring. Kellen, how are you?
Guys, I like to think of spontaneous. So let's think about this word for
a second. This was just your senior year, like last football game ever, and the word you're going with in the following week is spontaneous.
Well, we'll get to football, Drew. It's a slow burn. So, Lacey, I hope you think John's spontaneous. Christian, I hope you think McKenzie's spontaneous. That's a quality you look for in people, Drew, when you find your significant other, whether it's on Tinder, whatever it may be. I hope they're spontaneous. So here's the thing last night. Lacey, Christian, Drew, you are looking at, and folks, of those of you that are scoring at home, you are listening to a guy who's been up for 24 hours. I haven't slept. I got the monster in front of me right now. And the reason is because I hung out with my brother-in-law last night that I see about once a month. We watched 4 movies last night, and check out this lineup. Number one, we started out with The Revenant. Talk about the bear scene. That's big time.
That's a long movie.
Number two, Jack Reacher, Tom Cruise, who apparently is my celebrity lookalike, Lacey, even though he's like 5'6 with shoes on.
That's so funny.
The third movie we watched was Rules of Engagement, Samuel Jackson, Tommy Lee Jones. It's a sleeper. Not many people have seen that.
Yeah.
Great movie. And number four, Lone Survivor, Mark Wahlberg. I mean, just unbelievable movies. It probably doesn't help that I'm still sick. I've been sick ever since football started. But like my dad says, you can kind of get sick at Christmas. So that's why I'm here, guys. I'm taking emergency. I'm not feeling great. I'll probably cough throughout the show. I don't think there's been a podcast where I haven't coughed yet. I've listened to all of them this year. Have at least averaged about 4 coughs a show. So I'm happy to be here, guys.
It's a good average.
Kellen leads the talk show game in coughs per show. All right, let's move on. The voice you've heard is a member of the PLU basketball team. He was in Portland last night. Got in late. He's here. He skated in with about 2 minutes to go right before the show. His name is Drew Artisoni. Drew, how are you?
Christian, just happy to be 1-0, man. We had a shootout against Multnomah. I mean, they were shooting the ball from the next county over, and it dropped every time, and it was ridiculous. I think they shot like 49% from three in the first half. Shot the cover off the ball. We battled back. We're tough. Guys stepped up, and we ended up winning. In overtime, you know, have to make it interesting. It wouldn't be PLU basketball if it wasn't interesting. Mm-hmm. And we had a blast. I'm tired, though. I mean, been doing the student-athlete thing. Got a research paper due today at 1:45. You know, had the game last night. We're starting the 6th game in 10-day stretch. I feel like I'm working the NBA schedule right now.
Yeah. And finally, she is also a member of the PLU basketball team. She wears number 44. Her name is Lacey Nicholson. Lacey, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, Drew, I got out of practice last night, and I really wanted to watch you guys' game, so me and Christian were actually in class, and I was pulling up your guys' game to get the live feed, and you have to pay for that.
Yeah, you gotta.
I didn't know that.
You gotta have some cash flow
yeah,
to watch PLU
so
basketball.
I really wanted to watch, so I paid $7, and I was a bit frustrated. Because when I pay $7 to watch something live, like, I expect it to, like, have good quality and flow.
HD.
I think I watched maybe, like, 3 possessions of your basketball game fully without, like, a little glitch in the in the feed.
Wow.
So that was frustrating, but it was totally worth the $7 because you guys went into overtime and you got the win.
So, Lacey, the Linfield game was $12 to stream for football.
My mom paid for that one.
Wow.
And that one was high quality. I loved watching that one.
The Nicholson family.
So my parents tuned in from Texas, obviously, to watch the games. And they paid, and they were so mad because, like, three or four times I'm in the game, they missed my bucket, they missed my charge, they missed my couple rebounds. They were so mad. My dad calls me after the game. He goes, I couldn't believe it. I paid $7 for this game, and I can't watch you do anything.
It takes one glitch. Some guy from Multnomah was on the free throw line to tie it up, and the ball is, like, in the air, just, like, barely getting there. But I can hear the crowd. So I see the ball in the air, and then I hear, wow, and I'm like, oh, well. Sure you made it.
Good stuff. I want to remind those of you who are listening that most of the stories we'll be talking about today can be found at mastmedia.pou.edu. We want you to call in and talk to us during the show. If you want to do that, the number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, that number is 253-535-7332. So let's kick it off with POU football. They played their final game last Saturday against Linfield. The score was 13-10 going into the fourth quarter, so it was a really close game. But the Wildcats scored a couple of late touchdowns and picked up a 27-10 win. Lacey, what stood out to you from this game?
I think PLU's defense really held the Wildcats in the first half, as you said, Christian. And I don't think Linfield knew what was coming for them. I'm not sure if they didn't prepare. They were underestimating you guys. But what a fun game to watch. And Cooper Murphy led the team with 10 tackles. Close behind him was Derek Chase and Carson Ketter with both 9 tackles. And Carson had 2 interceptions. So maybe hero of the game there. Really exciting to watch. And even on the other side of the ball, I think the offense did a great job sharing the ball there in the entire game. It was good flow.
Christian, you know what I learned from that wrap-up right there?
Yes.
That she studied for Name That Loot this week.
She very well could have. She could have. It's coming later. Stay tuned for Name That Loot. It's coming later. Kellen, the POU offense got off to a great start. You guys led 10-0 with less than a minute left to go in the half, and then they scored, and they would go on to score more throughout the second half, but really what happened in that second half?
Yeah, you know, I really wish this football game, I wish they ended the game right at halftime. You know, we would have walked out there with a W. But a great team like Linfield, they make adjustments. And so what they did, to me particularly, they starred me. So they have a guy in front of me who's going to jam me and then a guy over the top. And so they try to take me away from the game. They did a great job of that. They also did a great job of taking a running game away. And when Darren Hargrove goes down, who's one of, in my opinion, Drew, I know you agree, one of the best running backs in the Northwest Conference, it's tough. When you don't have Austin Stripling, one of your best linemen, who's out, you got a freshman playing who did well, which I'll get to later. It's tough. So when you don't have all your Goliaths with you, it's a tough deal. But credit to Linfield, and like you said, Lacey, credit to our team. We knew that was our last game. We knew that game didn't really mean anything when it came to playoff implications, but we gave it our best shot. But against a team like Linfield, who's top 10 in the nation, you can only go so many rounds. And the game just was too long. We made too many mistakes, and they capitalized on them. They're a great team. They're going to do that. But it's too bad because, like you said, Lacey, we had them on their heels. And, you know, but like Danny Green would say, they are who we thought they were.
Drew, PLU used one quarterback this game. They've been using two all season long. They just used John Schaub. Did they miss the mobility of a Cole Chandler or a Walker LaVoy? Or are you satisfied with the production that the team got from John Schaub in this game?
I mean, John threw for 200-plus and a touchdown. I mean, against Linfield, that's no slouch performance. I mean, I think what hurt John was not the absence of a running quarterback, but the absence of a running back. And I think that's what hurt Darren being out. Darren's been, what, back-to-back 100-plus yard weekends. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the last time that's happened in PLU history. And I think that's what opens things up for John to be able to spread the ball out. But, you know, you put a lot of pressure on John losing your top running back, and John has to, you know, kind of move the entire game with his arm. And that's just a lot to ask for, especially against a Linfield team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. Who's everybody's hero from this game?
So like I alluded to earlier, freshman center Logan Black is my hero of the game. You know, anytime a freshman comes into a game and starts, it's a big deal. But it's even a bigger deal when you play Linfield and you play well. Watching the film, Trevor Roberts, our O-line coach and running game coordinator, was very, very happy with Logan Black. And it looks like next year, I don't want to make any predictions per se on the show, but it looks like he will be the center and Austin will move to tackle, which will be better for our offense. So it's exciting to see that Logan got some reps. He played in the Lewis and Clark game the game before. And so it's exciting to see freshmen step up when they need to.
Lacey, who you got for hero of the game?
I had a hard time picking just one person for this game just because I believe it was such a great team effort. I already talked about Carson Ketter with the two interceptions, which was awesome. But I'm going to have to go with the whole senior class for this last game. I think the effort was there, and just the fact that these seniors have been devoted to this program for the last 4 years, and I think Kellen, your guys' theme this year was best have the best season yet, something along those lines. And for these seniors, I think that really was one of the best seasons yet for them, and they really enjoyed the journey, so I'm going to have to go with the senior class.
Very nice pick. Drew, who do you got for hero of the game?
Hero of the game, I'm probably going to roll with John. I'm going to roll with John for the entire season, too. What he was able to do with the injury he had and the injuries he continued to sustain throughout the year. Poor guy looked like a Rydell test pilot by the end of the whole ordeal. I'm just, you can't help but, just be in awe of what John was able to do this year and the amount of games and the amount of snaps he was able to take, even though it was a true two-quarterback system. The fact that he was even on the field this year and was running for touchdowns and was able to get out of the pocket the way he did sometimes was darn impressive, and I think it inspired some of those seniors who also were battling injuries, as that PLU team was pretty banged up over the course of the year.
Yep. So many close games this season. Drew, I want you to pick your favorite game of the season and tell us, why that game in particular stood out to you.
Oh, wow. I liked last week's game against Pacific, not just because it was a W, but I think it shows the depth of that quarterback room, and it shows the future. Lewis and Clark in the future of that quarterback room. We got to see Walker throw the snot out of the ball. We got to see
You're high on Nolan, man.
We
Nolan
got to see my first.
You're high on Nolan.
I like Nolan Hoover, man. That was the cleanest.
You like the way he eats, man.
Dude, that was the cleanest three-step drop reset and ball out that I've ever seen in my entire life. I think the kid. Time out. I think the kid's a leader, jumping up and down like a crazy man on the sidelines.
No doubt. That's Lacey's favorite human right there.
Let me tell you this right now. That dude. That's a teammate. That's what you would call a pro's pro. I think him and Walker will probably see the resurgence of a two quarterback system next year between Nolan and Walker. I think Cole goes to whiteout. So we'll see what happens.
Said that last week.
Lacey, I'm going to ask you the same question. What so many close games this season? Favorite game and why?
Well, I kind of hit on it last week. UPS game was my favorite game, kind of for the same reasons. I loved seeing Walker get in there and do his thing. That was his first time kind of getting minutes on the field. And, yeah, that game.
You mean Nolan?
No, Walker.
Walker played last year, though, too.
He got a little bit of time last year. But
oh, yeah, I meant this season.
Oh, like
this
a starting
season.
Game.
Yeah. And then, yeah, with the injuries of that game and PLU just fighting through that and coming out with a win, just super fun to watch. Since I hit on that last week, I kind of wanted to hit on my favorite play from the whole season.
There we go.
And that's going to be the first game of the season against Kalu when Derek Chase got the interception and was being brought down and pitched it to Tabby U, who then ran it for 31 yards. That was just such a fun play to watch because they both just looked so confused, but they pulled it off.
That Kalu game, though, might have been the play of the game was you getting out of your car in traffic.
Amen.
Wow, throwback. That seems like forever ago.
Can I throw my favorite play out there really quick?
Sure.
I think it's a coin flip between Kellen's OBJ impersonation and Ben Welch's first touchdown of his career.
Yes.
I think those are probably my top two plays. Kellen, I still have no idea how you caught that ball. And I'm so happy. And I'm so happy that Ben got in the end zone before his career was over, because boy did the kid deserve to be in
for
the zone.
Sure.
Yep. All right, Kellen. It's over and it sucks. The POU
it's
stuff.
Over.
Wait, we don't have a game this week?
No game this week.
Let's call UPS.
A short little scrimmage, maybe a little 7-on-7. What's your favorite memory from being a football player at POU?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, sometimes I put myself in another person's cleats, like on the other person's team. And like, if I played at Lewis and Clark and I watched us do go drills, I would say, who are these guys? Like, what in the world are they doing? This isn't football.
Can you explain
what
go drills?
So this is bad for radio. For those of you that are scoring at home, what we do for go drills, they're not warm-ups. They don't get us warm. They don't get us loose. Chris Rice would not approve of them. But what they do is they get us loose mentally and psychologically. And so it's hard to explain. There's about 8 different things that we do. But one of them is like, Derek Chase will say, all right, guys, you know, just follow my lead. And whatever he does, we basically mock him. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like follow the leader, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've done the Macarena this year. We've done the Cha-Cha Slide. And we're about to play the number 7 team in the nation. And these recruits on the sidelines who are looking at us in Linfield. And you watch Linfield do this classic, you know, routine of, you know, dynamic stretching, whatever. And then you watch us do our thing, and it's just like, how are these teams on the same field? And then we're up at halftime? What? You know, and so those are my favorite memories throughout the, my whatever you want to call it, 4 years, you know, with the redshirt years. But just watching warm-ups, watching other teams look at us, and then we go out there and play some great football. To answer your question, you know, Christian, my favorite game this year was Whitworth. It was a pillow fight game, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And Whitworth was a great team, had the number one team in the nation when it came to offensive production. And we played that game so well. I still can't quite sleep at nights because I think of that last drive and how we should have scored on that last one to beat them. And in my opinion, that kind of would have changed the season. But what a fun year it was. We were so much more competitive than last year. And every game this year, we were leading at one point. Mm-hmm. So you look at the 4 losses. During those 4 losses, we at least had a lead at one time. So this year was 9-day different than last year. And that's what growing is when it comes to a team effort.
Kellen, you have some dance moves? You have some moves?
Well, like I said, if we had Periscope.
You'd whip out the Macarena for us? Would you really?
Well, I mean, I might need some music, but we might need to do that during the break, and then we'll see if we can put it on the air.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
It'd be bad for radio, though.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're gonna tune into some Lacey's Lutes, find out who she talked to next. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio.
Hey, everybody, let's all lean in together.
Show the world you support women at work and at home.
When men lean in, everyone wins.
Help women aim high.
My brother would always pick me above his friends to be on his basketball teams.
It's moments like that that you carry with you forever.
Hi, men. Are you?
Welcome back, sports fans, to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio. If you want to call into the show, please do it. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332. My name is Kellen Westring. I used to wear number 7, as sad as that is to say. To my left is Lacey Nicholson. Folks, this girl brings more food to class than anybody I've ever seen.
Oh, true.
It's unbelievable.
True.
I have to go to practice right after
meal.
Class.
She's got to fuel up. She brings us muffins from QFC, which I need to make a run after this. Please remind me to do that. They're really, really good. To my center here is Christian Bond. And let's just take a moment. We wouldn't have basketball write-ups. We wouldn't have football write-ups if it weren't for this guy. So we appreciate the effort you do for that, Christian.
That basketball write-up came up late last night.
Whoa, hold on.
Ooh.
Hold on.
No, I meant like late as in grinding. Late, like last night.
Oh,
like you came out late
like I wasn't,
last night.
I wasn't quick on it.
Yeah, no, you were quick, Christian.
That's right, you were good.
That's right.
And then to my right is Drew Artisoni, and I think he forgot to turn the lights on when he got dressed today because he's got some shorts. Did you cut those off before you got here?
Yes.
Before. I respect those. I like them.
All right, okay. So...
You wish you had legs like this. You didn't have those bulky quads.
Okay.
Hamstrings.
Shout out to Todd.
Okay, here we go. This is Lacey's Lutes.
Chubbs.
I'm here with Dylan Foreman. Dylan, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm a junior comm major with an emphasis in journalism, and I play men's basketball, and I'm like a shooting guard, small forward.
And basketball season just started up. How's that going so far?
Well, last year we're looking to carry over kind of the success we had with the team we had last year. And so far, we've had 2 exhibition games so far. Almost beat Seattle U, lost by 11, played Central pretty well in our first exhibition game. So overall, our team's looking pretty solid. A big question mark was whether we're going to be able to have a big man, and luckily Garth West, 6'10 senior has been able to step in for us. And everyone else in the lineup and the rotation has definitely improved.
So outside of basketball, you kind of have a big name, big reputation on campus. What are some things you're involved in on PLU's campus outside of athletics?
The whole 3 years I've been here, I've been really involved with the MAST. So last year it was MAST TV, and I was a sports producer and a sports reporter for the newspaper. This year I'm the sports editor for the newspaper, and so I edit, produce, and write a lot of stories for the sports section that you'll see that comes out Fridays usually. And then also I'm a sports broadcaster for Go Lutes, the PLU Athletics website. So I'll do broadcasting for the live streams that you see for women's soccer, men's soccer, baseball, softball. Every now and then I'll try to do a women's basketball game. Unfortunately, I don't get to do men's basketball because obviously I'm playing, and that's the number one sport I like to do. But that's been fun.
So you have a lot of experience in writing and reporting, and I know you had the opportunity to intern this summer. Where was your internship, and kind of take us through what that was like?
The internship was at Premier Media Group, and so it's in Tacoma, kind of near Ruston Point, near the water, in downtown Tacoma. And what they do is they publish three kind of Western Washington magazines, 425 magazine, which takes place on the east side, so north, like near Bellevue and Redmond and Kirkland, that sort of area is where it covers. 425 Business, which is like the business, looking at the businesses on the east side and talking about them. And then South Sound Magazine, which covers like the surrounding Tacoma area, so everything south of Federal Way, all the way down through Washington to Oregon, or to the Oregon border, is kind of fair game. And so I got to write. I was an editorial intern, so I got to write, fact check, edit stuff for them. I got to work on a bunch of cool stories and like greatly improve my writing ability. And the fact that I got to cover all, to write some stuff in all three of those magazines, as well as online content and newsletters for all three of those magazines, was really, really fun and rewarding.
So what was a major takeaway from that internship, or kind of a memorable assignment that you had?
Definitely, I got to work on two different Seahawks stories. So one of the stories was for 425 Business, and it kind of focused on the business of sports on the east side and how the Seahawks affect the city of Renton, which is where their headquarters is located. So like their training facilities is located in downtown Kirkland. I mean, not Kirkland, Renton. So I got to go to a training camp, talk to some people on the business side, look at surrounding businesses and how that training camp period, which is about 2.5 weeks, 2 weeks, affects the city of Renton economically. So I got to report and write my own story on that and kind of do it by myself. And then the other one, the other Seahawks one, was a profile on Eric Pinkins, who's like a backup linebacker on the Seahawks, who unknowingly or unbeknownst to the public, he, early November of last year, he went out with his girlfriend and gave out bologna sandwiches to the homeless with like no recognition or like no media was covering it. And so his PR person contacted us, and the editor-in-chief of the magazine, Lisa Patterson, who's also a PLU alumni, thought of me immediately because I'm really into sports reporting, and it's like, this would be an awesome story for you to do. And so I got to call up Eric Pinkins when he was training in his hometown of San Diego. And I basically just got to like tell him about his story, how he got to the NFL, which was a very underdog kind of story, which was cool. And then got to talk to him about his experience with giving to the homeless. And then I actually got to follow up on that phone interview and go to Seahawks training camp and talk to him on the field with like all the other ESPN, Seattle Times, and various other local sports reporters, ESPN 710, the radio show, with like Brock Heward and John Clayton. So I got to go on the field with all those guys and just speak with them a little bit more about his role on the team and stuff. And yeah, that it was very like a shocking shock and awe kind of moment where I was like, I'm amongst all these like professional and well-known sports people in the greater Seattle area and even the country, because some of them are from ESPN and some are just nationally known. So that was I kind of got my mind blown in that experience, getting to write those two stories on the Seahawks.
Cool. So with all of this experience, what's your plan for the future? Do you have a dream job coming out of college?
I do have a dream job. It's more like it's very specific, and I know there's a lot of steps to be taken to work up to that. Broadly explained, I'd love to be a sports broadcaster. More specifically explained, I'd love to be a sports broadcaster for college basketball games, because I feel that's the purest form of sport that I've been able to watch throughout my life. So getting to do that just sounds like the most fun thing I could possibly do. But out of college, I would hope to take the right steps, whether it's working maybe behind the scenes to get that experience to, and then work my way up in the industry so that I could become a sports broadcaster. Or if I'm going to be a sports broadcaster, start out very, very smaller markets, getting camera time, screen time, and then developing a reel, and then just developing experience as the years go by so that I can work up to bigger networks and bigger opportunities. But yeah, there's a lot of different various career paths for that. I won't really know what's out there until I really graduate, because it's a very limited market, limited job opportunities. But yeah, if I could make that happen, that'd be really fun.
So kind of to wrap things up, your men's basketball team heads over to UPS this weekend to play in a tournament. What are you expecting from your opponents? I know one of them is hitting the top teams in the nation. What are you expecting from them?
So Friday we play St. Thomas, and Saturday we play Evergreen State. The Friday game against St. Thomas is a big one. It's our first Division III opponent. On Wednesday we played Multnomah, which is an NAIA team. But Friday is our first Division III test, and St. Thomas is the defending national champions from last year, and so that will be really, really fun to see how we stack up against a team that's in our division, at least. And I mean, for any team, the chance to get a shot at the number one team or the team that won it last year is couldn't ask for anything better. So it'll be a great chance for us. We're more familiar with UPS's court, and they have like a weird set up and weird hoops, and so maybe that's an advantage to some degree. But the two exhibition games against Division II and Division I opponents, I think, really helped us and really kind of gave us a look at what we can do against really a lot superior athletic teams. So I'm hoping that we come out and play really well. So far we've looked good, and even when we haven't shot well or anything like that against bigger and better and more athletic opponent. So hopefully we could match up well against St. Thomas.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend and with your future career.
That was Lacey's interview with Dylan Foreman of POU Men's Basketball. Dylan, just a junior, but still has a lot of experience in the field and looking for big things on the court this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time for everybody's favorite game. Name That Loot. It's coming up next. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
Hockey depends on ice, and ice depends on water. That's why the NHL has teamed with the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're conserving the water we use and helping to safeguard its future. Because Earth's most valuable resource is pure, clean water. Preferably frozen. Join the team at NHL/green and NRDC.org/sports.
Hey,
Welcome back to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. If you want to jump in and play a little Name That Loot with us, you can do it by calling 253-535-7332. Once again, 253-535-7332. My name is Christian Bond. I am PLU's half athlete. I don't play sports anymore, but I cover them every way I can think of. Joining me in studio, as always, Kellen Westring of POU Football.
Formerly.
Formerly of POU Football.
There we go.
Transitioning.
Dude, was that necessary?
Yeah.
A transition.
Formerly.
He's a transitioning football player.
You were still going down in this
game. Time out. Three-peat. Three-peat.
The man chanting behind me is Drew Artisoni. He plays for the POU men's basketball team.
He's a great basketball player. Just ask him.
And Lacey Nicholson of POU Women's
Lacey's
Basketball
trying to get a quick study break
is in studio, as always. So, this is Name That Loot. I roll out a stat line from either a career, a game, a season, you know, whatever it may be. My co-hosts buzz in. They try to give their guess as to who it belongs to. We are naming that loot. So, Drew, I want you to please play your buzzer. That's Drew Artisoni. Kellen, what's your buzzer sound like?
Is it okay if I switch it up just because I've
you
lost
can.
The last? Okay.
You can.
Trying to do something new here.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a horse.
Of course you are. How appropriate.
Try that one more time. Put the bottom of the phone right by the... There it is. Okay.
Good phone, folks.
Sounds kind of similar to the dolphin.
Let's try the... Lacey, what's yours? All right.
That's so cute, man.
All right. So let's get it started here. Let me find my play sheet.
Your play sheet?
I am losing my... There it is. All right, here we go. This person had 287 rushing yards. Drew?
Cole Chandler. Thank you, Christian.
That is correct.
Delayed, but there.
There it is. Nice job. Drew's on the board. This person had 53 rushing yards. Drew?
Who is Jacob King?
What?
Very nice. Very
what's
nice.
In the world?
I can't even look at you right now.
What's
Hold
up,
on,
guys?
Hold on.
How we all doing? He just checked if I was cheating. This is the third week in a row I've been accused of cheating because I'm winning. This is some garbage.
No, just making sure everyone's playing fair.
You are a Patriots fan.
Making sure
I'm not. I hate the Patriots.
This person at 150 receiving yards on... I heard the horse.
Thank you. Who is DJ Winter? Lives in the GC. I thought location might be another point.
Nope, just one point, but it's right. Good job, Kellen. Kellen's on the board. Here we go. This person had 167 receiving yards on...
Wow.
Cat? Three.
Who is Ben Welch?
That's a distant Ben.
Is that not that many?
Incorrect.
No, that's not that many at all.
I'm incorrect.
Trying to think of my photographic memory. Who's above DJ?
I think the Mustang was next.
Okay, we'll go with it, Kellen.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Who is number 22, Mark Gallant?
That's a great guess, and it's probably right.
I knew it had to be a running back.
Good answer. Good answer.
Is that two apiece?
That is two apiece for two for Drew, two for Kellen. This person had a punt return for 20 yards. Horse.
Who is Ethan McKeldry?
Incorrect. I heard the elephant.
Who is Kellen's hero of the game last week? TJ Morris.
He's connecting the dots.
Wait. He had a punt return this year?
For 20 yards.
One 20-yard punt return.
What game was that?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but all I know is he had one. Cause I
are you sure? He had a punt return?
I must have been
looking for my helmet.
Kellen,
I
always look for the stat that is like the most far out there and try to memorize it, because that's where Christian's going every week.
Every week.
Christian, change it up.
This person had 88 tackles, one sack, four interceptions, eight pass breakups, horse.
Who is Charles McMillian?
Very nice. Football heavy. Name that loot. Kellen's in the lead. No, are they tied?
Yeah, we're tied.
Tied 3-3. Three apiece.
You have four? Or is that the dream?
This person had 42 tackles, one interception, and eight pass breakups. Elephant.
Cooper Murphy.
Wow. They're getting after it today. Drew takes the lead 4-3.
Bad words.
Bad words?
Bad words.
This person had 20 tackles and one sack. Horse.
Who is Matt Anthony?
Incorrect. Drew.
Who's Jackson Leach?
Wow.
I'm over here studying.
He's got his play sheet open. He's got it open, yeah. I know he's got it open. This person had 13 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and a sack.
Can you repeat that?
Can you repeat that? Kevin was again accusing me of cheating now.
13 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 1 sack. Cat.
Oh, wow.
Doug James.
Wow, good for you, Lace.
Thanks.
That is correct. Very nice,
Can
Lacey.
Can we accuse Lacey of cheating now, or is it just because I'm here?
Throw me a bone, guys.
She hasn't rattled off the... This person had 9 tackles, 1 31-yard interception return. Elephant.
Oh. Who's Tabby U?
Dang it.
Got it.
It's an easy one. I already talked about
All
it.
I needed was that. I needed the interception return.
I was texting Heine back.
His season.
You were texting who back?
Heine.
His season numbers. He doesn't have an interception, but he has a 31-yard interception
return.
That's nice. Okay.
So you have 5, Drew?
Yes, and you have 3.
And then Lacey have 1.
We're late in the go here. This person scored 13 goals. Had 8.
Oh, give it to me.
Who cat. Is?
Michaela Grady.
Whoa.
He said cat.
Whoa. That is so poor, Christian.
I heard the cat.
That one even surprised me.
Thanks, Christian.
What are you going to do about it? I heard the cat.
This person was in the box.
This person had 2.
The cat was in the box. Well done.
This person had 2 goals, 1 assist for 5 points.
That was Lacey.
Cat.
Oh, it's going to be Haley Smoot.
You're huge, Lacey. You're huge.
Got away from the football. Lacey's bringing a comeback. This
Queen
person,
voice. Queen Clutch,
had
Are you
4 goals.
The coffee?
4 goals.
That was
Cat?
Lacey again.
Taylor Lundy.
Dang.
Oh, she had 4 goals, though.
Incorrect. This person had 4. Drew, go ahead.
Lauren Larson. Wow.
Incorrect.
I'm out of people.
There's only 2 left. There's 2 people with 4 goals left.
Yeah, there's
4 people
there's
with 4 goals.
4 people with 4 goals.
Horace, go ahead and try
it. Who is Kaylee Woods?
Woods?
What?
Incorrect.
Roselle.
Kelly White had 4 goals, oh. 1 assist, 9 points. That's a point for Christian.
Who's Kaylee Woods?
Point for Christian.
No, it's Kelly. Kelly White. That's
Kelly
my
White.
Bad. This person had 3 goals for 6 points. And 6 points. Soccer's hard. Cat
first.
I think I got my last one wrong when I said Taylor Lundy had 4 goals, so I'm going to say her for this one.
This can be guys or girls soccer, correct?
No, could, guys soccer's over.
Guys soccer is over, so... It,
oh, so we're not doing career.
It's kind of narrowed down to the girls.
Who is... Christy Canetta.
Not a bad
Dang
guess.
It.
Not a bad guess. 3 goals and 6 points. 3, 2, 1. No, nope.
I honestly have no idea. My only guess would be Kelsey Hathaway.
Incorrect. Correct answer is Rachel Ross.
Oh yeah,
you got
scored
us there.
3 goals at the very end of the year.
Who transferred from Portland State? I don't know that.
Yes.
I lose any points.
Nope.
It's a fun fact, but no points rewarded for the bonus information about
if
the
If Lacey
athlete.
Would have said it, she would have got points.
No,
Probably.
There's no favoritism.
Probably.
Here. No. Come on. This person played 1,960.
Oh, my gosh. Please let me say it.
Who
Please.
Is Takara Mitsui?
Come on.
Goodbye, Kellen.
Ouch. That was.
I knew from that minute total, man. It was her, Kelly, and Kelly was already called.
I thought he was saying in 19 minutes we're starting a new segment. I didn't know we were doing that.
65 saves, a 903 save percentage that is Takara Mitsui. Here we go with our bonus question.
How many points is it worth?
How many points do you want it to be worth?
10.
10, sure, 10. 10 is 10. It's worth 10.
Can I ask you a question? That could beat me in one question. I have
sure.
like 8 points.
Sure. 10 points it is.
Good math, Drew.
Lacey could win also. Let's not forget about Lacey.
Okay.
This person had 1,584 receiving yards. Elephant.
Who is Kellen Westring?
Seriously?
Let's go.
How do you not know your own stat line?
I knew that was coming.
It's not about stats, okay?
I knew that was coming. You should
let him four
finish.
In a row?
Finish the stat line.
That's four in a row.
Christian, finish the stat line.
Kellen Westring had 1,584 receiving yards on 121 catches, 10 touchdowns in 34 games.
Wow.
Not bad, Kellen. It's pretty okay.
Bad.
Hey, thanks, Christian.
So, how do you not know your own stat line?
He barely said it. Kellen's defense, he got like two numbers.
Honestly,
out there.
I don't know if I would have got that. I mean, it's just not. It's just about having fun. And no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know your stat line. No. Come on.
So someone,
gosh dang it, man.
So now, well, that
Drew's
pretty
got
much
so many belts. He's,
I know,
going toe to toe with Floyd Mayweather.
That pretty much ends the fall sport. Name that loot. It was a good round, Drew. I'm kind of glad we're getting away from it. Maybe we'll have some more competitive battles. Drew has been cleaning.
No, basketball is up next, and Drew's going to be
I'm on the team.
Studying that during history class.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time for number seven's top seven in 7 minutes. Stay tuned. You'll want to hear what Kellen's list is. This is Mast Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
What is cool?
Cool is doing well in school.
Now that's cool.
Anyone who does well in school is a nerd.
Now that's not. Nah.
Do you know what cool is?
Cool is an attitude.
And if you have the right attitude, you can achieve anything.
Be cool. Stay in school.
Welcome back to Mast Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am known as POU's half athlete. I am joined by a transitioning wide receiver in Kellen Westring. Also joined by a member of POU Women's Basketball, Lacey Nicholson, and a member of POU Men's Basketball, Drew Artisoni. So it's time for number seven's top seven in 7 minutes. Kellen, what is on tap?
So for the top seven this week, we have my top seven sports movies of all time. Now, I want to do a quick shout out to the movies that made honorable mention.
Okay.
Coming in at number 10 is Little Giants.
Aww.
Number 9 is Sandlot, in our review, Christian.
What? Number 9?
Could not make the list.
Let him go.
The list
let
is
him
put,
go.
Put in the shredder.
Let him go.
Next.
And number 7.
No, I mean number 8.
Sorry, my fault. Number 8. The Jumpman himself, Space Jam.
Okay.
So here we go. I'll get my timer out here.
You just made the list!
Here we go. Coming in at number 7. Here we go, Christian. Ready to go?
Go for it.
All right. Can I get the sound real quick? I just like the sound.
You just made the list!
At number 7, we got Miracle. Holy crap. Al Michaels, Miracle. Herb Brooks led the underdog U.S. hockey team to an unlikely gold medal. Have you guys all seen this movie? I hope you have. If not, Netflix and chill tonight. As played by Kurt Russell, Brooks is a miraculous taskmaster, whipping his young players into shape in order to prepare them for taking on the fearsome Soviet Union team in the 1980 Winter Olympics. Kurt Russell is unbelievable. My buddy Micah and I last night, who's a big fan of the show, watched for about 10 minutes on YouTube just some of his one-liners. It's worth the 2.5 hours that movie is long.
Again.
You just made the
Again.
Coming in at number 6 is Hoosiers. Sometimes you just want to be moved beyond all reason. Enter the feel-good sports movie in which a troubled coach and Gene Hackman, who's one of my favorite actors, motivates a group of underdog 1950s Indiana high schoolers to play the best basketball of their career. They live by it, and they stick to the fundamentals. Coach Dickerson, I'm sure, loves this movie, Drew. He may even have showed you guys this movie before. Hoosiers signifies when you do your best, even though you might not look like David, you can still slay Goliath.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number 5, I'm not sure if you guys have seen this movie. I have, because my dad forced me to watch this one. Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire, that song. That's where that comes from. In this class-obsessed and religious-divided United Kingdom of the early 1920s, two determined young runners train for the 1924 Paris Olympics. Eric Little, a devoted Christian born to Scottish missionaries in China, sees running as part of his worship of God's glory and refuses to train or compete on the Sabbath, refuses to run on Sundays. Harold Abrams overcomes anti-Semitism and class bias, but neglects his beloved sweetheart. It'd be a great one for you and John to watch. Lacey, in fact, John Schaub watched this movie on the way back from Texas. Shout out to John for watching this movie. I guarantee you my dad forced him to watch it.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number four, shout out to Sean Austin. Rudy. Mm. Rudy wants to play football at the University of Notre Dame, but he has neither the money for tuition, the size for football, nor the grades to qualify for a scholarship. Rudy redoubles his efforts to get out of the steel mill where his father works with and where his friend dies in an accident there. Overcoming his dyslexia, thanks to a friend and tutor, D-Bob, Rudy gains admission to Notre Dame and begins to fight his way onto the school's fabled football team, and he gets playing time in the Irish's last home game.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number three is Coach Carter. Oh my gosh, I love this movie. Mm-hmm. In 1999, Ken Carter, who's played by Samuel Jackson, shout out to Mace Windu, returns to his old high school in Richmond, California, to get the basketball team back into shape. With tough rules and academic discipline, he succeeds in setting the players on a winning streak. But when their grades start to suffer, Carter locks them out of the gym and shuts down their championship season. When he is criticized by the players and their parents, he sticks to his guns. He's determined that they excel in the class as well on the court. One of my favorite sports movies of all time.
You just made the list!
Coming in at number two, probably the movie I've seen more than any other movie in my lifetime, probably have seen this movie about 79 times, is Remember the Titans. In Virginia, high school football is a way of life, an institution revered, each game celebrated more lavishly than Christmas, each playoff distinguished more grandly than any national holiday. And with such recognition comes powerful emotions. In 1971, high school football was everything to the people of Alexandria. But when the local school board was forced to integrate an all-black school with an all-white school, the very foundation of football's great tradition was put to the test.
You just made the list!
And coming in at number one, I'm not going to go the whole series. I'm going to go in this one specific movie in general, Rocky IV. After reclaiming the boxing championship life, Rocky Balboa plans to retire and live with his wife, Adrian. However, during an exhibition match, Rocky's friend Apollo Creed is beaten to death by hulking Russian newcomer Ivan Drago. Rocky vows payback against Drago and flies to Russia to train for a Christmas Day fight. Despite their different training methods, and they were different, Rocky and Drago both wage a long and intense match. Now, guys, I kind of want to ask the question each of you real quick here as we have about 2 minutes left in the 7 minutes here. Lacey, your favorite sports movie of all time and why?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Space Jam because that's got to be my favorite one just because I grew up watching it. Like you said, your favorite one you watched 79 times. I'm probably at hit 80 with Space Jam, so that's probably one of my favorites.
Awesome. Christian?
I am going to go with Sandlot. I think that it's one that I've watched 6,000 times. It's just a story about a kid's playing baseball. They lose a baseball, and they have to get the baseball back, and it's great. So watch Sandlot. Sandlot should have been on that seven. I'm a little irritated with you right now.
And Drew?
I'm really just upset that my movie didn't even make your top 10.
Was it Glory Road?
No, it's not Glory Road. I don't like Disney sports movies, with the exception of Miracle. My favorite movie, sports movie of all time, is We Are Marshall.
Oh, there you go. That's a great movie.
That's in my top 15. But
behind Sandlot, that's right.
But I don't understand how Space Jam and Sandlot aren't in the top seven. I mean, hey, I'm Italian. I love Rocky just as much as the next dude. But come on, man. Sandlot's got to break the top seven.
Space Jam
was revolutionary.
It's a baseball movie.
I think when baseball is one of your, kind of back-end favorite sports, it's not going to quite crest that top list. I like Angels in the Outfield. I like The Rookie.
Man, that sounds like
how about
list.
Little Big League? Anyone remember Little Big League? Christian, you remember Little Big League?
Oh, which one was it?
Minnesota Twins, where the guy, yes, where no, the guy's yep, grandfather
I got
dies.
I got it. Yep.
Point and I almost chose a movie that you star in, Drew, in White Man Can't Jump.
Ooh.
But I couldn't quite make
have
the
list. Have
you
guys ever seen A League of Their Own?
Yes,
I have. Very good movie.
I watched it.
Tom Hanks is fantastic in
I watched it on the way home from Cooperstown. this past summer on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Friday Night Lights was also honorable mention as well.
That's a TV show, though, really.
That's
more
fair.
Than
yeah,
movie.
That was sitting at like number 18. But and then for those of you who like football and don't like any swearing, Facing the Giants, not a bad movie. I'm sure my mom made you watch that one.
I'm surprised you didn't take Kicking and Screaming.
That's awesome. You know, Mike Dick is in there, Hall of Fame coach. That's fair.
Kellen,
that's a great call.
This is a great list. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time for our Tough Deals of the Week. I'm going to talk a little bit about how athletes use social media and media in general. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.